announce?
Yes. Starting next Sunday night, the 8 o'clock Maariv will be at 8:15 until further notice. Shavua Ba, Yom Rishon, Matzil, Shmona, Vereva, Arvid.
A case that occurs pretty often, or at least not uncommonly, it happened by me, myself, that a katan becomes a gadol during Sfira. So, what do you do? In other words, according to our being machmir and not making a bracha, if you don't count every day, so clearly a katan, well, not, when a katan counted, even if he did count, we're talking if a day was not missed, if the katan counted every day with a bracha, and now he becomes bar mitzvah, is it called that he's missing the first day, since he was only mechuyev midrabbanan? So, there's a few, the poskim say, yes, he should continue counting with a bracha when he becomes a gadol. There's a few svaros to this. First of all, since it is tamimos, in a certain sense, I mean, he counted every day. And who says you need a counting of a chiyuv to be called tamimos? Maybe it's tamimos if you count every day. And even if you'll say that you do need a counting of chiyuv, otherwise it's meaningless and it's like you didn't count, but to the degree that a katan is mechuyev midrabbanan because of chinuch, and even according to Rashi Shita in Brachas, that maybe he's not even mechuyev himself, but the father's mechuyev, but it's a counting of a chiyuv, albeit a chiyuv of the Rabbanon, and according to Rashi, maybe even less. But still, it's a meaningful counting, and therefore it's tmimos, and he should continue counting with a bracha. Okay. We go now to the Chodesh Halvavos. It's Sunday night, or the Yud Beis year. We go now to the Chodesh Halvavos, the third shir in the new Sedra. Chodesh Halvavos said, the most amazing thing that a person has to be makir tov for is his seichel, the ability to think, to discern, to understand, to be aware, to create ideas, to be creative, to know things. That's the biggest gift of all from Hashem. And he says, "V'chokhma mischalekas l'shlosha chalokim, hachelak harisha on chokhmas hayitzirus, understanding the bria, all the disciplines that allow you to understand the bria, what is, whether it's physics or chemistry or astronomy or botany or zoology, all the things that exist. You understand them. You know about them. Shekoron lo b'loshen erev. He brings down the Arabic. Shehi chachmas tivei hagufos u'mikrehem. V'chelek hasheni hi chachmas hashimush. Meaning what allows you to do things. Whether that's mathematics, music, all the branches of mathematics, some forms of science, which teaches you, that gives you tools with which to do things in the world, make the life easier, make it harder, whatever it is. V'hi chachmas ha-minyan v'ha-shiurim v'chachmas ha-kochovim, astrology, okay, that was a chachma in his days. V'chachmas ha-nigan, ha-nikas musica. You do things with it. You create, you fix, you mesaken. V'chelek ha-shlishi karen lo b'loshan arvi alala elaki v'hi chachmas ha-lokus. The godliness, spirituality, what we would call Vidas Okel Yisbarach, knowing Hashem, knowing to the degree that we can, knowing Hashem, knowing how He works, knowing about what He wants you to do, Vidas Toroso, Ushar Hamuskolos, and other concepts, spiritual concepts in the world, Kenefesh, Seichel, Ishim, Haruchniyim, whether it's Malachim, the difference between Malachim and Ofanim and Chayos HaKodesh, which, you know, people generally know these things, so you have to know them as well. V'kolchachmei ha'chokma l'fi machlokas in yoneho, as they are split up, because every category of chokma opens up more and more doors into other chokmas and other branches. P'sochem ha'boreis barach, Hashem really gave this the multitude of various chokmas la'medabrim, to those, that's us people, lahasig bohem hatorah ha'olam, to conquer, to be aware of, to understand, and to be able to work with spirituality and the world that's around us, conquering, you know, we conquer space, we think, or whether it's the weather, or, you know, conquering, but dealing with it and working with it. Elisha mixes ha-chochmas, some of these chochmas that I just mentioned, ha-tzor ha-leim yosel inyan ha-torah, obviously knowledge of Hashem and of his midos are going to be more necessary in understanding Torah than in understanding how to build a bridge. Umiktsasam, let's say math, hatzor chalem yosel toela sa'olam. You might need it for certain sugyas, you'll need math to understand Torah, but it's primarily the yosel toela sa'olam. Okay.